Module 3, Lesson 6.4, transitioning your little one from a crib in their own room or co-sleeping or a crib in your room to a big bed in their own room. So just FYI, in general, we actually do not recommend making this transition before 2.5 years of age. And this is simply because toddlers do not have the necessary impulse control to choose to stay in bed. That's a developmental leap that they go through at about 2.5 or 3, where they learn this self-control and they just don't have it beforehand. If you move them to a big bed too early, they may actually start to get out of bed more frequently and just struggle settling to sleep. Many parents choose to move their child to a big kid's bed between 18 and 24 months in an attempt to correct already existing sleep issues, or maybe because a new baby's on the way. However, usually this results in the sleep issues actually getting worse. So, with all that being said, if you still choose to do this transition, you will need to be very, very consistent in setting boundaries around bedtime and also expect setbacks, especially in the future when your child's going through sleep regressions. The sleep will also most likely be slower to improve. You may need to treat your toddler's whole room as their sleeping space, meaning you need to make sure that the whole room is safe and sleep conducive. Otherwise, bedtime may mean playtime for your child. During this transition, if your little one constantly gets out of bed, don't react and simply try and return them to their bed with minimal and neutral interaction. Both the positive responses, giving multiple cups of water, endless cuddles or kisses, and the negative responses of raising your voice or giving threats will actually reinforce the behavior and make it worse. So a couple of tips. If you've already made this change and sleep has been continuously difficult, we would actually suggest reintroducing the crib again for a few months and then trying again later with a big kid's bed. If your child can climb out of their crib and you're worried about their safety, first of all, try using a sleeping bag to limit your little one's mobility before moving your child to a big bed. And if you're expecting a new baby, and that's one reason that you were wanting to transition your toddler to a big bed, but your toddler's actually happy still in their crib, there's no need to rush this transition. We would suggest just getting a second crib. Actually having that familiarity and the clear boundaries of the crib that they know may actually give your toddler a sense of security and comfort as they adjust to the new sibling.